The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Which quarterback has the most to gain with a win this weekend?
So I thought about this, and I think that the answer that people will jump to is Josh Allen, right? Because he's on this like MVP path. He's not going to win MVP, but it would kind of accentuate that. The answer, and I want to give my friend Rob Stats Guerrera a lot of credit for hyping up and gassing up Baker Mayfield on the Oddcast earlier this week. I don't think that Baker is getting enough credit because, like, remember the Browns jersey meme thing? You know what I'm saying? With all the quarterbacks, he did it. Like he really did it. He took the Browns to the playoffs, won a playoff game. I know it wasn't a single-handed, you know, accomplishment, but he did it. Like when they took him number one overall, everybody roasted them because they were supposed to take Sam Darnold and everything like that, and he proved them right. And I think that Baker Mayfield has already gained the most of the quarterbacks that are left. Some obviously had not much to gain, like your Tom Brady's. But so Baker Mayfield's that guy. I mean, again, if you go into Arrowhead and you beat Patrick Mahomes and there's the Texas Tech OU narrative, you know, that amazing game they played, Baker Mayfield is the answer.
Well, I think that Baker does deserve a ton of credit because, by the way, he did all that with basically no practice during the week and no head coach during the game. Like, that is not a small thing. But the great quarterbacks overcome that, and so it was nice to see from him that he was able to actually do it. And I agree, everything is great with Cleveland. He ended the streak. That's awesome. But that's all done now. If he loses this week, none of that changes. So I don't know if I can go with Baker because the guy that I have to go with plays in the same division, and that would be Lamar Jackson. Because... And I know he won last week, but there's still this stigma with Lamar that for some reason he's not as good in the playoffs. He's, you know, he's the running quarterback. His stuff doesn't work in the playoffs when legacies are built. And if he loses this week, especially if he doesn't have a good game through the air, I think that that's still going to follow him, that he's a running guy. He can't get it done from the pocket. There's still going to be that playoff stigma. If he wins another game and now all of a sudden he's playing for the AFC Championship, I feel like that wouldn't be the case.
I do think a little kind of baked in bold prediction here is whoever wins this game between the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, that quarterback will be the highest paid quarterback in NFL history when next season begins. They're going to get a bigger contract than the loser of this game. I know Lamar obviously has the MVP already on his mantle. And I think that that's another, like a sub baked in bold prediction that there will be an article somewhere online in the next month that says the 2018 NFL draft class is the new 2004 NFL draft class. And I think that that is important. They all obviously won playoff games last week. And so the quarterback market's going to rise significantly. And I know your team's looking for a quarterback, so that's certainly a big point in that regard. Would you say then that Lamar has the most to lose? Is he the quarterback with the most to lose this weekend?
No.
Because if he loses, it becomes like, I think the pendulum swing is really dramatic, and it might be more dramatic for anybody else, especially like you said, if it is this not great passing game for him. I know that the weather is now like a thing, right? I mean, like that's never been like a thing for anybody else except for Peyton Manning, and now it's a thing for Lamar Jackson. But if he does not throw the ball well, it will be, look at that, Josh Allen went, you know, that's why Josh Allen went before Lamar Jackson. You can't, it's a gimmick. You can't win running as a quarterback. You got to develop as a passer, blah, blah. I don't know that he's my answer with most to lose, but I think he's certainly a candidate.
Well, hold on. First of all, you said that you think the winner of this, of the Ravens-Bills game, is going to be the highest paid quarterback ever because they got to top the Mahomes deal.
Okay, well, let's acknowledge that that is an outlier in all normal conversations, right? Okay. Like following the general trend that quarterback contracts have followed, they will be the highest, with Mahomes as an obvious exception.
Okay. I actually think that the quarterback with the most to lose is Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
And the reason I say that is because this is a legacy year for him. That's all he has left at this point. We all know he's great. But he has one Super Bowl appearance and one Super Bowl ring. And if he's you know, he thinks that he belongs in the upper echelon of quarterbacks of all time. He's even talked about how he should have more MVP awards. Well, there's only 12 quarterbacks all time that have more than one ring, and he ain't one of them right now. And you know who else has more Super Bowl appearances than him? Brett Favre. And I think that bothers the hell out of him. He's trying to break down the door in the conversation of the best quarterback of all time, and he doesn't sniff it right now if he has only got one Super Bowl appearance and one ring. So for him to lose this year at his age, I feel like he has the most to lose of any quarterback. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.